Hello and welcome to the Money Nerds Podcast, where owning a calculator, budgeting your money, and having a net worth is actually cool. I'm your host, Whitney Hansen, and each week I'll be chatting with inspiring people to learn their secrets to financial success. Now let's dive into the show. Hey guys, welcome to today's episode. Today is a solo episode, which means you are only getting a little bit more of me today. So hopefully that's okay with you. This is something that I'm really passionate and very excited about sharing because I've worked with over 100 people personally, individually, and I've spoken with over, it's got to be at least over 1,000 people so far that I've helped coach, teaching workshops, all of that different stuff. So I've worked with a lot of people, and because of that, I've started to see that traditional financial plans are not working. They're not. And as much as I love the You Need a Budget or the Dave Ramsey plan or whatever plan you're on, I love them. However, I was always thinking that something is kind of missing. There's got to be more to our financial lives because so many people are still not able to stick with those plans. And so I did a big survey of my readers. I have, probably over 20,000 readers so far of WhitneyHansen.com. And so I surveyed everybody and said, hey, tell me a little bit more about your financial stuff. Like, what kinds of products could I create that would be amazing for you? Where are you at? And what I received was amazing feedback that sparked the next phase of my business and my teaching and education for people. And that was that there really isn't a one set plan that works. And the reason why is because we're all at different stages in our financial life. And I know that sounds like, duh, Whitney, that's common sense, yet we're not treating it that way. So that's where all of this has stemmed from. So I wanted to share with you three stages of your financial life that will really help you understand what's really going on, what you can be doing. Are you on the right track? Is this feeling even normal? Should I actually be feeling this way? I am going to cover all of that today. So I hope you're excited. Grab your pen and paper, or if you're driving, don't do that. Just keep driving and then maybe take notes later. Whatever you got to do. Jot this information down. And I also have this all in a blog post as well on my site that is going to be linked in the show notes. So if you need to check that out, you can. All right, let's go ahead and dive in to our first stage, which is the stage for beginners. So how the heck do you know if you're a beginner in your financial life? So here are the common things that I say for beginners. They struggle to stick with a budget. They just have a really, really hard time doing that. They have little to no savings. If an emergency hit, you'd be shit out of luck. Like, it would be a bad day for you. That's how you know if you're a beginner. The other ways to know if you're in the beginner phase is if you carry debt and you aren't quite sure what the best strategy is to pay down. Do you avalanche? Do you snowball? Do you not do any of that? Do you pay a little extra towards each debt? That is how you know if you're a beginner. Or if you have debt and you aren't concerned about it because you can afford the quote unquote monthly payment. That's another very beginner mindset that I hope that you can break through. Or if you get scared when you hear people talk about financial lingo, when they say IRA and you're like, what the hell is an IRA? Or they talk about life insurance or zero sum budgets or liquid assets, cash flow, stocks, bonds, index funds, asset classes, liabilities, you should hedge your risk. If you hear that and you're like, I do not know what the crap you're saying, that is typically a sign that you are in stage one of your financial life. And it's totally okay. We all start there. That's the thing. I want you guys to be able to be honest with yourself and say, this is where I am, and that's okay. But you can move through each of these stages actually pretty quickly if you have the right plan. So here's the normal feelings and emotions that you are likely experiencing if you are in stage one. You probably feel completely overwhelmed. You feel like you're in over your head, or you're stressed out, and just thinking about money, the very thought of it stirs up all the feelings in the world and just freaks you out. Or if you're scared to look at your bank account, maybe you're lost and confused and you think to yourself, why should I even bother? I'm so in over my head. Or maybe you're silently praying that your card isn't declined when you swipe your card. I have been there. It's totally embarrassing. You go to the grocery store and you're like, please God, let there be $5 on here. It's like, we've all been there. It's okay. Or if you're feeling like you're constantly broke, that's a normal stage and a normal feeling when you're in stage one. I feel like I should be further in my financial life. I don't know why I'm slowed down. I should be further. I'm this age and it does. If you are saying that to yourself, if you're thinking you should be further just because you're a certain age, that is A, not fair to yourself because we don't know what your life situation is. Everybody goes through some hard times and it's just not fair to yourself. So give yourself the permission to say, I'm a beginner, I'm in stage one, and I'm going to get out of here as fast as I possibly can. The other thing that I hear very often from people that are in stage one, a normal feeling or emotion, is I know I should be better with my money, but I'm not quite sure where to start. Totally normal. So let's talk a little bit about some metrics. So if you're like, yep, raising your hand, Whitney, I'm in stage one, this is totally me. Let's talk about the metrics that you need to hit before you move on to the next stage, stage two. First metric to hit is save 1 month of living expenses in your starter oh shit fund. It's basically an emergency fund. I like to call it an oh shit fund. You can call it whatever the crap you want to call it. I don't care. But 1 month of living expenses. The other key thing is to have $500 of cash in your checking account as a buffer so that you don't overdraft. Or when you go to the grocery store and you're like, oh God, let there be $5. Like, you know, you've got $500. So start there. The next metric to hit is to get clarity around exactly how to pay off debt. Whatever your strategy is, do the research, get that clarity, make sure you understand what you're going to be doing to pay off debt. The fourth metric, organization around your finances. Guys, this is huge. This is a really, really big thing. If you don't know what dates your bills are due, or you don't have things on autopilot or whatever that might be, you need to get some organization. You need to get some clarity of what's going on. And you do that by just simply writing stuff down. The fifth thing to do is get a grasp on some financial vocab. So when somebody says an asset class, you're not like, oh my God, I don't know what that means. I'm so stressed out. It's okay. It's okay to not know what that stuff means, but it's not okay for you to recognize you don't know what it means and not get the education you need to learn about it. So get a grasp on basic financial vocab. The sixth thing, detailed budget. Guys, this is critical. This is a major important piece of your financial life, is to get a detailed budget before you move on to the next stage. And then on top of that, you got to know how to navigate your credit score and your credit report, and where do you actually get your credit report? So if you don't know, the answer is annualcreditreport.com. Make sure you go check that out. Pull your report once a year, maybe on your birthday or New Year's, whatever works for you, whatever day you want to either be happy or depressed, depending on your situation. So pull your credit report once a year and then learn how to navigate it. And then the eighth thing to move on to before you move on to the next stage is automation of your monthly expenses and savings. These are the things that you need to start doing, is just automating every single bill, every single savings account, whatever it is. That is really important. How long does stage one last? Well, it really depends. But what I've seen is if you are very focused and you are like gung-ho ready to do this, this stage, stage one, should only last 1 to 3 months. I'm serious, because the intensity should be so high that you are working your ass off to get to stage two. So stage one, beginner, 1 to 3 months max. Okay, so let's talk about stage two. Stage two is what I call the intermediate stage. Here's how you know if you are an intermediate. You're living on a budget comfortably every month. You've got the process down. You are actively and aggressively paying off debt. Very, very critical. Actively and aggressively. You're building up your OSHA fund even further than just the 1 month. You're putting some money into retirement, but you're still not quite sure what it all means. You know exactly how debt interest is charged. You understand there's a difference between simple interest and compound interest. And then you're also understanding that not all debt is created equal. It's not all created equal. And you understand that, hopefully, if you're on stage two. So what are the normal feelings and emotions you experience during stage two, the intermediate phase? Well, you're usually unsure if you're doing the right things at the right time. You're looking at your financial life and you're thinking, is this really what I should be doing? Should I be saving for retirement? Should I be paying off debt? Should I be building up my emergency fund? Like, you're very unsure of what your next step might be. You might find yourself saying, I know how to do this, so why am I struggling? What's wrong with me? Why is this so hard? Or you might even be saying to yourself, I work hard. I should be able to treat myself without feeling guilty. Or maybe I just need to earn more money. Very normal feelings. The other common feelings that I see in this stage, stage two, is feeling like paying off debt is taking forever. Like, you feel like you're never getting any progress. And when you do, it's like you're immediately going backwards a couple of phases too. It's very overwhelming. And then you also might be thinking, should I be saving for retirement when I'm paying off debt? And the other normal feeling and emotion that you experience during stage two is that you feel as if you're constantly saying no to family and friend invites. And that really bums you out because you find yourself saying no to things that you truly enjoy. Now, remember, all of these feelings and emotions are totally normal. So if you're there and that's what you're going through, you're not weird. You're not alone. It's actually extremely normal for the stage in life that you're at. So how do you know when you can actually move on to stage three? Well, let's talk about the metrics here. Typically, before you move on to stage three, you're building up 6 months of a living expense in your OSHIT fund. So you've got that built up or you're very close to it. You are aggressively paying off debt by reducing your lifestyle and increasing your income. It's a two-sided street here. You got to do both of those things if you want to aggressively pay down debt. You're living on a budget with no problems. You've got this stuff in the bag. It's awesome. You're investing in your future by putting about 20% into your IRA. If you don't know what an IRA is, then you may not be in stage two yet. Go back to stage one and learn the lingo. And number five is being able to explain how credit card interest is charged and how that differs from amortized loans. Pretty important stuff. How long does this stage last? Well, this stage, if you're just doing the basic metrics that I just put in front of you, you're not out of debt, but you're aggressively paying it off. You're living on a budget with no problems. You got it down and you're building up 6 months of living expenses. It should take you between 6 months and 5 years, depending on your situation. So if you are like barely scraping by, then, you know, I get that. It might take you a little bit longer. So that's why it's the range between 6 months and 5 years. And then once you get those metrics met, you are officially ready for stage three, which is the advanced stage. So how do you know if you're advanced? Well, you're probably out of debt, excluding your mortgage. That one takes a little bit longer. You're investing for retirement and long-term goals on your own. So this is kind of a key differentiator. You understand how to do your own investing. You plan on paying off your mortgage at a max of 15 years. That's the longest it's going to take you. You build your credit without carrying balances on your cards. Believe it or not, that can be done. You're saving for your kids' college funds using a 529 or an UTMA. UTMA. That's another common way to save for college kid accounts. You're comfortably negotiating your raises. If you can do that comfortably, you are most likely advanced. And you're also investing in real estate or a second home without feeling the extra monetary stretch. Maybe you're minimizing the amount of taxes you pay every year. These are all signs that you are probably in the advanced stage of your financial life. And the normal feelings and emotions that you experience during this stage are very different than stage one and stage two. What you're probably experiencing is, I don't stress about money as often as I used to. Is that good or bad? I don't know. That's probably what you're thinking. You're likely feeling very impatient. You feel like everything is taking so long to get results. I used to be able to pay off a debt in like a month, and now anything that I'm doing is just taking forever. Totally normal when you're in the advanced stage or stage three. You might also be asking yourself, when do I need to hire a CPA? My taxes are getting really complicated. Is this normal? Totally. You fear market dips. Now, this one specifically, this feeling of fearing market dips is especially if you're over leveraged or you're not diversified in your overall portfolio. That's how you know that you're really experiencing that, is when you're like, oh my God, the market crashes and everything I'm going to have is gone. Not if you are diversified and if you're not over leveraged. So it's a big deal. And then the other and last normal feeling and emotion that you experience during this stage is you're really unsure of if you should put extra towards long-term investments or retirement. Totally different things. And during this stage, that's typically the experiences that you go through. So the metrics to hit before you move on to the next stage, and I'm going to talk about stage four, which I don't focus on too much, but it is a thing. Those metrics to hit is to, number one, be completely consumer debt-free. Number two, diversification in your overall portfolio. Okay, your entire portfolio should all be diversified, so not all of your eggs are in one basket. You should be tracking your net worth and seeing a growing trend line month after month. If you're not, you need to be working on that piece too. You're also investing on your own outside of your retirement accounts. You can actually do that. Investing isn't just for retirement. People get that very confused sometimes.
you're maxing out your retirement contributions every single year. So if it's a 401k or a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA or a SEP IRA, like whatever your situation is, you should be maxing out your retirement contributions every single year. And then pay off your mortgage within 15 years. Huge goal. And that are the metrics to hit before you move on to our next stage. How long does stage three last? It's actually really dependent on your goals, but typically anywhere between 5 and 15 years is the longest it should take. All right. So let's talk about this, because now you're probably thinking, I do all these stages. What's next? What do I actually do after this? Well, then you are officially financially independent. That's the entire goal of life, guys. It's to get to the point where money is no longer a barrier to your life. So once you hit those things, then you know that you are good. You are fine. You can move on with your life. And that's exactly where you need to be. So just be really, really careful when you go through stage one and stage two. Understand the emotions and the feelings that you are very, very likely going through. And then once you hit that, stage three is different. Maybe you're not so stressed out. You can put your foot off the gas a little bit. And you're not sure if that's good or bad or if that's normal. It's okay. That's a very, very normal thing to go through. Okay, so I just put a ton of information on you, and I hope that you have found it valuable. If you're the kind of person that wants to read through this, maybe even print off a copy, I get that. You can go to whitneyhanson.com, and then there's a blog post called The Financial Roadmap. Click on that, and you'll see all of the links, everything, all of the stages broken down, and even a really handy infographic that can help you navigate which stage you're at as well. All right, guys, that's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope you enjoy the stages and it helps you see exactly what stage you're at and what you can be doing to get to the next stage as quickly as possible. That's it for today. Thanks so much. And I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast.